Hey, good Tuesday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. It's the tour of a lifetime. Two iconic Texas musicians together on stage, united in death? Oh boy, as he once sang, Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison are joining forces as, yeah, you guessed it, holograms for an upcoming tour. So far, only European dates have been announced. Roy's son, Roy Orbison Jr., says it'll be a cathartic experience for him to hear his dad's voice in concert halls around the world again. Of course, Roy and Buddy were no Lone Star strangers. They played on each other's records back in the day. You might recall a solo Roy Orbison hologram tour stopped in Grand Forks last fall. Well, back in the mid-aughts, I was lucky enough to have Regina Spektor play a live session right in front of me, and I and everybody in the room that day had no doubt that she'd be a big star, and she did become one in the indie rock world. Well, now the Russian-American artist, known for her talented piano balladry and her kind of quirky vocal gymnastics, has been around long enough, apparently, to premiere a career-spanning five-date Broadway residency starting in June. Regina says it won't be a Broadway show per se, but a revisiting and reimagining of every song that she's ever penned, and you can expect special guests to join her each night. Well, if you think Keith Richards has nine lives, consider Dickie Betts. The former Allman Brothers guitarist in recent years suffered a quote-unquote mild stroke in which doctors put him into an induced coma. Nothing really mild about that. And that was before he had brain surgery because of an injury he sustained while bathing his dog. Don't ask. In celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Allmans, the 75-year-old Dickie did an extensive interview with the Herald Tribune of Sarasota, Florida. In it, he spoke of making peace with Greg Allman as he was dying. The Allman Betts Band, the next generation of the Allman Brothers, which features his son Dwayne, Greg's son Devin, and the late Barry Oakley's son Barry Jr., they're kicking off a tour in New York this week. He also spoke of the time in the Allmans' early history in which Dwayne, of course who he named his son after, didn't want Greg to join the Allman Brothers, but it took some gentle persuading by the rest of the band to get him to change his mind, and I'm so glad he did. Birthdays today, it is March the 26th. Rufus Thomas, Diana Ross, Steven Tyler, Teddy Pendergrass, and James Iha of Smashing Pumpkins. And that is a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on!